Blog Talk Radio.
Well, when I think of his grace and his mercy.
Yeah.
Amen. There we go. I'm wondering, how come I don't hear nothing? All right, y'all. It is Missional Monday. Missional Monday. Monday, October 23rd, 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And, man, we have a show for you today. Yeah, man, look crazy, man. I don't know what was going on. I don't know if it's the weather or what. I'm sitting here ready to go and got all my stuff logged in and nothing is nowhere where it's supposed to be. But, hey, we're here, we good, and we right where God wants us, and we are ready to go. I'm excited, man. Today's conversation is going to be good, man. This is going to be good for those of you who have hospitality committees and leadership teams and membership people who are in charge of your membership. This is going to be a good show for you. Does your church expect guests or just accommodate visitors? Does your church expect guests or do they just accommodate visitors? That's going to be the topic today, man. I hope y'all are ready for this. This is going to be good. That and so many other things we're going to talk about. My brother, Pastor Parks, should be on his way shortly. Had some issues this morning, but he should be here shortly. And, man, we're going to have some fun today. But let me give you all the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply just push one. Those of you listening via your phones, just push one, and you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We'd love to hear from you that way. If you want to email the show, email us, Taking the Limits Off at comcast.net. Again, that's Taking the Limits Off at comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that. Simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That is facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. Also, if you want to tweet the show, that's right. Hit us up on Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, that's TTLO Radio. Again, at TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. We would love to hear from you that way. And then the live streams. I believe the live streams are up and running. Let me check over here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. Ustream.tv. You can find us right now. Right there. Again, that's Ustream.tv. We're there live right now. And then Facebook Live, of course, Facebook Live. I see y'all. I see y'all on Facebook. Y'all coming on in strong, too. I see y'all. I see y'all. But Facebook Live is where we are right now. You can also find us there. Real easy to do. Just do a simple search. Just go to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/TTLO Radio, and you can find us there. And last but not least, you can subscribe to our podcast by simply doing a simple search. Google us. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you'll find us there. Amen. Look, y'all, this weather is depressing. Can anybody just in agreement with this weather is just blah? This weather is just blah. Let me go ahead and speak real quick to the people who joined us on Facebook Live already. Rosina Shannon, God bless you. Pastor Rich Etta Weathersby, God bless you. Lisa Alcia White, God bless. These are new names to me. I just get excited when I see that. Jacqueline Timmons, God bless you. Leslie Kelly, what's going on, Leslie? Bernard Harvey Jr., God bless you. Nellie Clink Scales, God bless you. Angela Johnson, what's up, twin? God bless you. I see you. Ulysia, too blessed to live stressed. Oh, my God. God bless you. Marisol Santiago, God bless you. Trish Fish, God bless you. Michael Giles, God bless you. Kenyatta Shepherd, God bless you. And then Jacqueline D. Todd, God bless you. Y'all just coming on in here. Godson Williams Wilson, what's going on, Godson Wilson? What's happening? What's happening? I'm just so glad to be here today, man. I'm just excited once again, man. Even on this rainy and dreary day, we had to still get out here and find out what was going on. Lang Turner, what's going on, Rev? Reverend Lang, let me tell y'all something right now, Lang Turner. Lang Turner, that's a sing. Look, can I just say it like I feel it? That's a singing Negro. I'm gonna go on and put it out there just like that. That Negro can sing and hum us. I just want to tell y'all right now. He used to bless me over at our old church, New Life Baptist Church of Greater Chicago. You know, we were around for about a good three and three and a half years or whatever it was. But that's a singing brother over there, Lang Turner. God bless you, man. Glad to hear from you. Still down in, up in Minnesota, I believe. Sure enough, good to have you join us, man. I appreciate you so much for joining in with us on today. Once again, Pastor Parks is on his way. I'm just waiting for him to let me know he's here. Too bad I ain't got no buzzer. I ain't got no buzzer to buzz him in. That means when he get here, I'm going to have to run down them three flights and run back up again. You know, so I'm going to get mine one way or the other. I'm going to have to run down them three flights of stairs to let him in. Oh, you back at home? You back in the Chi-Town? Well, God bless you, Reverend Lang Turner. That's all right. Man, that's all right with me. That's wonderful, man. So anyway, y'all, so much stuff is going on. There's one topic I really want to talk about, but I really won't wait for Pastor Parks to get back in to get in the studio so I can hit him up because it's something we both kind of touched on last week, and it's something I just really want to talk about. So I really want to wait for him until I hear from him before we jump into this. Ingrid Wimberly, God bless you. Thank you all so much for those all of y'all jumping in on Facebook Live. Just God bless y'all, man. I really do appreciate all y'all just jumping in that way. Of course, my Ustream viewers, God bless y'all. I appreciate y'all so much as well. And then all of the listeners, check my inbox. We'll do all of the listeners on the Blog Talk Radio side. God bless y'all so much for y'all faithfulness, man. It's just good, man. It's just good. I know, you know, folk leave, folk come back and all that. But then I have my consistent people, and we're just appreciative of that. So real quick, I do want to talk about this one thing before Pastor Parks. And Tanya, can you give me an ETA on Parks? Find out what is everything still good with him or whatever. But here is the deal. So y'all been following the news, this deal with 45 and his conversation with the widow of the fallen soldier that took place. Apparently he didn't call her or reach out to her until she was on the tarmac at Dover Airport. That's where all the bodies are flown back into, and the families take custody of the bodies is at Dover. So she went there to get her husband's remains, and while they were on the tarmac in the car waiting, the phone rang. The sergeant or the colonel, whoever was escorting them on the base, his phone rang, and he said, "Ma'am, I have the President of the United States." And she said, "Can you put the phone on speaker? Can you put the phone on speaker?" And okay, I got you, Lang. I got you. Bless you. Put the phone on speaker. And in the car with her, in the car with her, and I want to make sure y'all get this. In the car with her was her mom. I believe she said it was her sister, her uncle. And then this congresswoman from Florida, who we now know has been a friend of the family for years. She's been a friend of the family for years. And this is what she said. She said, "The call made me cry because I was very angry at the tone of his voice." And pretty much she said everything that the congresswoman from Florida had been saying was absolutely true. She said that everything that he had been saying was absolutely true. And then she asked questions. She says, why did it take them 48 hours to find her husband? Why was everybody else where they were, but her husband was found way somewhere else where the fighting did not take place? And she's got no answers. She says they wouldn't let her see her husband. She says she asked time and time again once she found out that he was killed and he was back, that they would not let her. And she says, "I've still got no answers on how or where he died and why they refused to let her view his body." So you know, it's just one of those things where I'm just and President Trump, I'm going to call him that because that's what he is. It's just amazing to me that okay, now so what you're saying is now you're going to say that now the widow is lying on you. So Trump, after she was on Good Morning America this morning, Trump says, he tweets, of course, because that's how he handles his business. He tweets and says, I had a very respectful conversation with the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson and spoke his name from the beginning without hesitation. Now, the widow says that the president stumbled on her husband's name and suggesting the only reason he knew it because it was on a report right in front of him. I'm not trying to, you know, when it's time to pick on Trump, I'm gonna pick on Trump and stuff like that. I'm gonna say what I need to say about it, and then I'm gonna keep it moving. But in this particular instance, this dude has shown his true colors, because in Trump's eyes, I mean, if he sticks to the script of who Donald Trump is, remember what he said about John McCain. Remember what he said about John McCain. Okay, y'all, Pastor Parks is outside. I'll be right there, sir. I'll be right there. Let me finish my point. I'll be right there. I'll be right there. Y'all remember what he said about John McCain. Real heroes don't get caught. That's what he said, right? Real heroes don't get caught or get captured. So I wonder what he says about these four soldiers who got killed. I'm assuming in his eyes, they're not real heroes. I'm going to let y'all marinate on that for a minute. I'm going to take this flight downstairs real quick. Man, I'm going to put my jetpack on and fly down these stairs real quick and let my brother in here. Let me get y'all some good old, let me get y'all a little something to chew on for a minute here. And we'll be right back. Oh my God. I really want to talk about this a little bit more. But let me do this. Let me put a little bit of music on real quick. And hopefully I can get back up here in enough time. Is this song long enough? Let me see. Yeah, because I can't play certain stuff for too long, because then, you know, we get in trouble with the Facebook people. Let me see what this do. Nope. Let me see. Be right back, y'all. Danielle, this to you.
About a man. Called Shouting John. John joined a dead church. They didn't believe in dancing. They didn't believe in speaking in other tongues. But all of us found them only. They opened the doors of that old dead church. John joined that old dead church. Well, when John joined that old dead church, he came in. All around the church, they tried to hold his legs, his hands were gone. When they turned the hands loose, the feet were going. It's just like fire. It's just like fire. It's just like fire. He shut up in my bones. They did everything they could to stop old John. When they couldn't,
I'm back, out of breath, but I'm back. my. Okay, y'all, I had to go out and let my brother in. Let me give him a catch my breath. Hold, please. There it is. All right, hope Facebook don't get mad at me for playing too much of that Shirley Caesar. But anyway, so as I was saying, this whole deal with Trump. We almost had a man down. We almost
hip in distress.
Right. Preach it down on aisle three. Preach it down on aisle three.
Oh, my God.
Clean up on the mourner's bench.
That would have been an up clean.
Clean up on the deacon's row.
Hilarious.
What's going on, man?
Man, you got this thing, man.
Oh, my God. So, those of you watching, y'all can see Pastor Fox that's joined us. And as I was saying before. Yeah, there you go. As I was saying before. So this whole thing with Trump and this and this widow, man, it just sickens me how he talked about it. And just to hear her say it, it just makes me, because I watched the interview with her this morning on Good Morning America, and she was like, it's just his tone. There was no empathy, no sympathy. And then she said he made the remarks. He was like, he knew what he signed up for. It's just really bad when it happens.
You know. You know, that I'm saying something. That response taught me a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of things that Trump doing is teach me on a daily basis. Be careful in what you said and how you said things.
Yes. Yes.
Now, hear me on this. This is not defending Trump.
No.
But we all may have said some things in a vulgar manner.
That's good.
But really didn't mean the way that we said it.
That's good. It didn't come out.
Exactly.
Right.
So what he was saying, and truth be told, he did know what he signed up for.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was the wrong time to tell.
And you don't say that.
At my point.
You don't say that, period. Not to the family.
Not to the wife.
Not to the family.
Exactly. Right.
You don't. You just don't say that.
That's that behind the scene talk.
You say that. Right. But see, this is the thing, too, when you have to think about Trump. He is from, good or bad, the corporate world. He's from the corporate world.
There you go.
And when you are the person at the head of a multi-billion-dollar business, you don't sugarcoat your words. We know based off of how he was on his reality show, is pretty much how he is in real life.
You can't operate off emotion.
Come on. And he just says what he says. That's why I said last week, when he talks without a teleprompter, that's when he gets himself in trouble because you're getting the real him.
You're getting the real him.
You're getting him all day, every day. When he reading a script, then, you know, you're getting the words that somebody else designed for him. So you know, it's one of those things where this guy is just again, I said it before. I said it on Friday. We got cut off. Soon as I called him a clown. Now, we ain't got cut off. Blog Talk ain't cut us off in over a month and a half.
And they did.
I started calling him a clown one too many times, and all of a sudden, what the?
Wow.
But I'm going to leave it alone today. Angela John says, make sure your words are sugar, because you might have to eat them again. I know that's right.
He's heartless.
He doesn't know. He has no clue how to be empathetic. And what's bad is they went back and talked with George Bush, and reflecting on when a mother of a dead soldier went after George Bush. And George Bush was like, that lady has every right to be angry with me.
Yeah, exactly.
She has every right to question me. She has every right to call me out. And that's all he said. He didn't go back and forth.
Right.
He didn't do none of that. But see, Trump don't like any criticism.
He don't like no criticism.
None.
He don't like no one. And I'm not even going to use the term attacking.
No.
But
he doesn't want a challenge from anybody.
There you go.
From anyone.
There you go, man.
And he truly believes what he really wants is a dictatorship. He wishes, honestly, that he didn't have to deal with Congress, that he didn't have to deal with the Senate. He wishes he could just say, let there be, and there be.
And there be. But let me share this with everybody.
Come on.
Because it's important. If you've been operating like this for many years,
it ain't going to change.
It's not going to change. No matter what seat you get in.
Come on now.
Now that's a lesson in itself. Nope. If it's a monkey.
Message.
I'm going to say, no matter what seat you get in, position you might have.
Right.
If you was like this before. The real you always going to show up.
Always going to show up. It don't matter. You just got on a new suit.
And that's it.
And a flag pin.
That's it. And a different camera.
Come on.
And you know.
Come on.
I said this before.
That's good.
Pretty much all the politicians we have in place, even in Chicago, they the most integral politicians that we'd have had.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Well, let me tell you why. Everything they said they're going to do,
mm-hmm.
they're doing.
Mm. Okay. I follow you. I follow you so far.
They're not lying about what they said. You know how most politicians lie
mm-hmm.
and say, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that when we get in?
Mm-hmm.
We knew what Trump was going to do.
Absolutely.
We knew what Rana was going to do.
Absolutely.
And we still got them in office. And they fulfilling their word on what they're going to do. Whether we like it or not.
Zimbabwe. You are Alpha.
Okay.
And Omega.
Somebody will tell me what just happened.
Can I pray?
We worship you, our Lord.
Does anybody want to tell me
you
what just happened?
You are worthy.
Is that your 45?
Right. Like, who did that?
But,
Tanya?
And I'm not agreeing with what they're doing. I think that's crazy.
What was that? But anyway.
I'm not agreeing with what they're doing.
Right, right.
But they have really have not surprised me
mm-hmm.
in nothing that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what they stated in their election,
mm-hmm.
in their running,
mm-hmm.
or what they're going to do, and they're doing exactly just that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it falls back down on the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we allow certain things to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. We have bigger problems that's taking place in our country, in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to focus on the small stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
By sending a picture of a baby that's dead.
That's what I was waiting on you to talk about.
Through social media.
So let's pivot if we can. You all know the story about the young lady. It's been almost a month now, right?
Yeah.
Kanika Jenkins, last
yeah.
name?
Mm-hmm.
Jenkins, right. Kanika Jenkins, a young lady who went out with her friends. They went to the Crown Plaza Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Crown Plaza Hotel in Rosemont. And she went there with some friends. There was some drinking involved and partying, you know, teenage stuff or whatever you want to have it. And some kind of way, this little girl ended up in a freezer, dead, physically attacked,
mm-hmm.
and they found her in a freezer.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all trying to figure out. Everybody was playing detective. We watching the videos. We
mm-hmm.
watching all that stuff because this is the stuff that the news released. So we're watching it because it's on the news. Okay, fine. Some point last week, somebody released these photos.
I believe it's the media.
So the media released those.
The media did. The police department did.
The coroner's, okay.
Yeah.
See, that just don't even seem right to me.
Now, my question is, I don't know if they released it publicly or to the family.
Or did they give it to certain individuals and somebody leaked it?
And that could be true.
Okay. However it got out,
but
it got out.
Matter of fact, I got an email today stating that it was the police department that gave out the video.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the pictures get released, and immediately you beat me to it because I saw certain people talking about it, and then I read your post, and then people were going back and forth with you on your post because people were sharing the pictures. And the pictures that depicted the girl, she's laying in the freezer. She's obviously been beat up. She's got scratches, bruises, one shoe, sock off. Pants not quite on. She is in a like laying in a pile in a heap,
mm-hmm.
and left there to die or was already dead. And I am just like Parks. It sickened me, and I'll just go back real quick just so I can help somebody real quick. And let me just get this for y'all real quick, because it was just. It was crazy. I want to pull up my brother's post because I'm sure it's still up here. This is what my brother put up the other day, and it made so much sense. He says, "We're talking about Black Lives Matter, but sharing pics of a deceased young lady. Guess who's doing that? I'll wait for it." And people went in on you. Your status said heartbroken. And some people, I've read some, I ain't going to call the people's names. Y'all can go to his page and read them for yourself.
Go to my page.
Go to his page and read it for yourself. And this was on October 20th. So this was Thursday or Friday. And there are people saying that, well, it was good to share the information because that's how they investigate. How is sharing these pictures helping solve this crime?
See, this is my problem. we as a people, we're dumb. I'm sorry. I just got to give it to it like it is. Because if that was your family, would you want your child,
your niece,
your
right.
grandchild,
your
remains,
right.
all around social media, you're trying to start your healing process.
Yeah.
You're really trying to find out the truth to the
yeah.
whole case.
Yeah.
Now, all these people that's doing their investigation, they half of them don't even have a high school diploma.
Oh, you're talking about these Facebook detectives?
Facebook detectives.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, you're passing out, you're sharing a deceased woman remains
mm-hmm.
on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you. Do you know what you're looking for?
Right.
When a person is deceased,
what are you looking at?
I mean, you don't know whatsoever.
Right.
We're not equipped. Only thing that we could give assumption is assumption.
Mm-hmm.
We look at the remains and we assume
mm-hmm.
that something happened.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know the fact that when you die,
mm-hmm.
your body changes automatically.
Right.
And that's why they do an autopsy so they could go inside.
And she was in a freezer.
Exactly.
So being in the freezer, the time of death is going to be screwed up because she may have been dead, but because she was in a freezer already, it probably slowed down the decomp process. Come on, somebody.
Exactly.
Y'all watch enough CSI to know something. That you're not going to get it. The time of death is going to be hard to deal with because the temperature. The first way they get time of death is they check the temperature of the liver.
And then, you know, somebody said the dumbest thing in the world
okay.
was, well, it's good to share this type of information to let kids know they can die other than getting shot. I'm quite certain kids
that.
Know you can die other
that.
Ways than getting shot.
I saw that.
You can share information, but pictures is one. Pictures is too much. That is too much. Man, that's, you know, you're hurting that family all over again.
Now, some people, just to go to the other side, what about the people who say her mama might have released the picture?
And if her mama did it,
then
I'm praying to God
right.
that he whoop her tail. And I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
Because if you a mother,
mm-hmm.
a real mother, real father,
mm-hmm.
there's certain things you just can't do
mm-hmm.
and certain things you just won't do. And one of the things you can't and won't do is exposing your child. Let me be
wow.
honest with you.
Wow.
A mother, she can see her son kill somebody. If she get up on the stand and testify, she'll testify that, yes, she seen him kill him,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, she's going to say, but he has some good in him.
Right, that's still my son.
That's still my son.
Yeah.
He has some good.
Yeah.
Maybe he was going through something
right.
that day. She's
right.
going to make an excuse.
Right, right.
A real mother is not going to share
yeah.
her child
yeah.
picture.
Not in that form.
Not in that form.
Because if that's the case, then why, I mean.
Her flesh was out.
Well, if that's the case, make that the obituary picture.
Bottom line. Her flesh was out.
I mean, so how do you want your child remembered? Do you want your child remembered for everything else, or you want your child remembered because her picture's been spread all up and down, and then at some point some idiot going to make a meme out of it because you know it's coming.
It's coming.
And,
it's coming.
You know, it's, right. So, you know, it's and then what? But is that so whether she did it or whoever did it, it's sickening. It really is.
And you cannot justify this.
It really is. And that's why I went on at like 10 minutes after you said
I
read your post.
Yeah.
And I simply said, you know what? If you on my friends list and you sharing
I
those pictures,
you
can delete me.
You can delete me.
Just remove yourself from my list.
Because we
have nothing in common.
Now, I don't know if this happened to you, and it probably is, and
uh-huh.
you probably don't know because
right.
you don't pay a lot of attention to your social media like that.
Uh-huh.
But because they know we're activists.
Yeah.
We're getting put in so many different pages.
Groups. That we're not even.
That we don't even know that
yeah.
we're part of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so one group I didn't know I was a part of, I see my name was tagged in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you get tagged
and
stuff all
and
the time.
And so I went on,
uh-huh.
and I did a live.
Oh,
because
oh, the person. Yeah,
I think yeah.
I think I saw
yeah.
you said something. You was
yeah,
on. I
yeah.
think I saw something.
And so after that, you know, you get people trying to hit you up saying, man, what? No, it's about doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these groups that they have, and it's all a debate on who got more information than next, and then even – They still going to Rosemont getting locked up. Now, I just seen a video yesterday or day before that.
Somebody help these folks.
They was in Rosemont still getting locked up.
The Crown Plaza got new freezers.
Man, come on now.
and they done cleaned their room.
Come on,
people are still staying there.
Come on.
So y'all might well let that go.
We already have probably 1% of blacks going there.
Crown, right. Y'all even know what the, first of all, y'all didn't even go to the Crown Plaza.
Man, I'm going to the Crown. I feel royalty today.
Are they talking about the stained baby in Chicago? The stained baby? What stained baby?
See, that's what I'm...
The stained baby.
I don't know.
I'm confused. The stained baby. Maybe that's not what she meant. Maybe that's a typo. I just read what I type.
No.
what I see.
Who's that?
That's Mahogany Brown.
Mahogany Brown. We're talking about the young lady that
was found. Oh, the slain. The one that was found in the freezer.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Slain. That's what she meant. Slain.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She probably meant slain. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So again, it's just all the stuff that can be on social media. I know social media is crazy, but it's just some stuff we don't need to see.
No, we don't. We don't. Honestly, we really don't need to see it. And, you know, as a man, as a human being, as a pastor, it pisses you off when you see certain things to this magnitude. Because people that don't have a conscience bothers me. And they are the most fearful people that walk this place of earth. And they lets me know off the bat who they're working with. Only ones I know that don't have a conscience is Satan. And crazy part, Satan is not an atheist.
That's good.
He's not an atheist.
That's good.
So these people that's out here that's doing whatever they want to do, they messing with my mind. I don't understand this. I mean, have you seen the people, the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
This baby, they got of course they're gonna try to block out her breasts and don't do this baby like this.
Yeah.
I don't care. Nobody deserves to be treated like that.
No, not at all.
Whether they're the best person
not
or the worst person
in
the world, don't deserve it.
And I'm still a little shocked at that on the lack of information. It's not that we're getting, but the lack of arrest. I don't know where the investigation is. I haven't talked to nobody because it's not a Chicago police issue.
Exactly.
So that's the first thing.
And then another B clause to that.
Come on and go ahead.
The FBI said that they're not coming in to help.
The FBI only comes in when they are called by the police department or if it's a federal issue.
Exactly.
This is a local municipality, Rosemont.
Yep.
Their police are handling it, and that's why we're not seeing it on the news every 5 minutes. Because if it was Chicago, then, you can get a bunch of black preachers who have a relationship with Chicago PD. We ain't got no relationship with Rosemont.
And
y'all can go out there all you want to.
That's why you don't see no black preachers out there.
You saw about that the first day or two, and they went home.
I don't even want to say two.
Right? Half a day. But they went home.
Because
they ain't making. You ain't making nothing. The world might say y'all ain't making that move out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and this is my thing. Sometimes, see, with all this other attention going on with the matter, we're gonna miss key point detail information because we're focused on. You know, they still trying to look at the video and say, oh, you see that person? Oh, listen.
You see the shadow moving on the side?
You see him pop locking? Listen, let these people do what they do, man.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, because we pushing a case that we don't have no knowledge of, and we making our assumption, and at the end of the day, we're going to miss out on something so key. That's going to make it favorable for Rosemont.
But see, this is when I remember when I was at the Citizens Police Academy thing. And
that's right. You're a citizen police, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I remember when I was there, right? And that was one of the things that came up. Somebody asked the question, why does it take so long to close cases? And the guy was like, well, first of all, he said, we can't close cases in an hour like they do on TV.
Exactly. Exactly.
He said, and he says, all of the equipment that they have on television does not exist. So he said, we can't get DNA in 45 minutes.
Wow.
It's not something that, we don't have that.
Wow.
You know, he said,
It sounds good.
Right, but we can't get DNA in 45 minutes. We can't get, we can get fingerprints back in a minute.
But all right, and can I help you out too with something?
Come on, come on.
That's just like a criminal case.
Yeah.
Some cases last 2 to 3, 5 years.
It takes years before they even go to court.
To go to court.
Just to go to trial. It ain't like Law and Order. You get locked up today, and next week you're in front of the judge.
Some of these shows sending us off.
Right. You know, I know they're good. I mean, I watch them too, but still, it's like, come on now. But still, it's crazy.
Let's not stop praying for them.
Absolutely.
We still, as believers, we still have a job and a duty to pray for those, especially in times like these.
Yeah.
Because we got some people that's leading the marches, leading the boycotts, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
and they're not knowledgeable of the word. And so they operating off their own emotions. And so because they've been hurt, because they stepped away from the church, they want to do an aggressive takeover
right.
to get their name back out there, and that's the wrong way to do it.
Loretta Anthony, she said something, and she says, it's the family leaking the videos and the photos, and she said, and the police don't have enough information to request an extended investigation. She said the way it's being handled is not appropriate. She wasn't a resident. Nobody pays taxes out there, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why they just taking their sweet time or whatever, because if it was a resident of Rosemont.
Mm-hmm. Oh, without a doubt.
And if her name was Marcia.
Man.
And not Kanika.
Jane.
Sally Mae.
Suzanne.
Right. Gretchen.
Lisa.
Penelope.
Sarah.
No, Sarah too close to.
No. No.
Sarah too close to.
No. No.
I know.
No.
Sarah's black.
Sarah.
Oh, you're going to put Sarah. Like. I'm just saying, it's crazy, man. Anyway, what's going on, boss? How you doing, man?
Man, listen, man, this is crazy.
I heard you put your keys in the car. What
man, listen.
What
so
are you doing,
no,
man?
No. I'm gonna tell you. So my keypad got a hole in it. Like for real, I don't know how I did that.
Oh.
And so now I know, man. And I'm going to get another one. I got another one. I just
wrong.
I know, right? So
I
mislocated it.
I wish I could zoom in.
I mislocated, right?
Okay.
And so dislocated.
Right.
And so last night going in, I put I guess I left my key on the seat. And I locked, and I don't even know why.
Wow.
I locked the door. So locked the door.
You lucky to have a car this morning, what you saying?
Well, it was on the seat. Yeah.
But the door was locked.
It was locked.
See, now that what year is your car?
Because I locked it in, 15. I know I locked it myself.
Right.
From the inside.
Right. I can't lock my car.
Why not?
If you hit the lock or you
no,
pushed it down?
I hit the lock.
Oh, it's got the side.
Yeah.
So you clicked it with your hand.
Yeah. I hit it with my hand.
Oh.
And I closed the door. But, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes when we get tragic.
Running.
Trouble.
Uh-huh.
We forget that we already have a key.
Oh, so you forgot you had a spare?
I misplaced my spare.
Oh, God.
But it's called OnStar.
Oh.
Duh.
You just call them.
I forgot that now.
Oh.
I'll be thinking you don't do it from in the car.
No, you can just.
So I just went. I forgot I had the number.
Right. Oh, and just give them your info.
Just give them.
It's
already connected.
Right. They just popped the lock.
And so what they did, they said, well, for future reference.
Right.
Just download the app and you can do it yourself.
Yeah, that's true. You do have. Yeah.
You can do it yourself.
Yeah.
I said, oh, man, look at here.
Yeah, because the Chevy has a my Chevy link.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can start it up from there.
Right.
From the app. You can locate your car wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For real.
Anyway, man, what's going on? So you softball over, right?
Man, no.
Shiante Bulis said 888 for OnStar. She done put Bulis. That's one of Daria's people.
Oh, okay.
Mahogany Brown, she says, at Willie. Wait a minute, what is this now? Willie Parks. Oh, Pops on here says, in this young lady's case, the police need to turn up the heat on the hotel and her friends. That's the true investigation. The hotel is only responsible for lack of security and allowing teens to hold a party at their establishment, but her friends, they have all the answers. You're absolutely right about that. Both of y'all right on that point.
Yeah.
Because her friends know who she disappeared with.
Yeah.
Somebody always know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially girls.
Yeah.
Girls talk.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet a dude somewhere.
Unless somebody's taken because
even if she don't tell everybody,
yeah.
She told somebody who she was dipping off with.
Yeah. Only way that they didn't, they was hating that it wasn't them.
Right. Right.
And y'all can read between the lines.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah.
Anyway, so softball, go ahead.
Softball.
I thought you was through.
I am. I did. I haven't been playing.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't, but we still.
Catch him up.
No, we still have play off this Thursday, but I haven't been playing.
Okay, so you've been going to the game, though. Some of no, you don't
yes
go?
No.
Okay,
yes
you don't want to go
yeah
if you ain't going to play, I guess.
Exactly.
Right.
Man, so I was in New York, man.
I saw that. So tell
New
me, what's the New York
man
trip about?
So New York,
what part?
President now, President Carl Washington Jr.
What part of New York?
I was in Albany.
Oh, okay, okay.
For the Empire State National Empire Missionary Baptist State Convention.
Okay.
Of New York.
Oh.
So I had
okay
to preach and teach.
Nice.
Yeah. So I had to teach on bridging the gap between mm-hmm social justice and the church.
Okay.
And then I preached as well at late night, which everything was good. Everything was fabulous. Opportunities opened up.
Mm-hmm. They flew you in?
Yeah, they flew me in.
Look
yeah
at God. What?
Yeah, I know, right?
What,
they flew me in.
United?
American.
American?
Yeah.
You know, I was going to go southwest. They flew you in on American.
Yeah, man.
Look
I can show the receipt.
No,
you
I'm good.
Say,
I'm not, yeah,
no, I ain't
no,
I'm talking
yeah
about how much they spent on the tickets.
Oh, yeah, because you saw that, too. Yeah. Was it? Yeah.
I was
it,
like,
so first class, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I was
all business. Did you have a lot of room, a lot of leg room?
Oh, yeah. I have,
oh, they
yeah
might have
yeah
put you in business class.
Yeah, I was good, man.
Look at
was,
God.
Yeah.
All right, then. All right, now.
I was good.
Yeah. So how was it? How was New York?
It was good, man. It was a turnaround.
First time there?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay,
no, no.
Okay, okay.
First time to Albany.
Okay,
so
right,
it was a
right
turnaround trip. I got there Wednesday, and I got back here Friday.
Okay, okay.
Which it was a blessing, man, to be able to stand on a major platform
mm-hmm
and be able to go forth.
That's good.
You know, it's amazing. Guess who was there?
Who's that?
Stephen Thurston.
The young one?
No, Pops.
Oh, Pop Thurston.
So now, you know, and ironically, I'm on 75th and Cottage.
And he round the corner.
77 in Cottage. So I'm going forth. And he's sitting here like,
mm-hmm,
like,
who is this dude?
No, he know me.
Right,
but I had no idea he
right
was going to be there.
Because you all don't really fellowship.
No,
right,
no,
right.
No, no, no. Unless it's something big, you,
right,
you pay your due respects and all that stuff. So,
right, right, right.
Yeah, but, man, honestly, man, it was a blessing, man, to be away, number one. And then, number two, it was a blessing to be able to exercise your gift.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Man, what's going on with you?
Angela Johnson said American Airlines is the best airline. I forgot she works for American.
Twin. I got some good-looking stewards. There were some nice-looking white ladies on that airline.
So it wasn't Soul Plane?
No, it wasn't Soul Plane. Man, hey, there were some nice-looking stewards on that, man.
It wasn't,
I'm serious. I was,
it wasn't
and
Soul Plane.
And you know, they was older.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love an older, jazzy-looking lady, man.
Okay.
White or black, it don't matter.
Right,
I just
right,
love
right,
to
right,
see
right
that. Like, it ain't like I want to. It's just
right,
I
right
love to see it. And, you know, the airline stewards, especially early morning flight, they already clean and stuff.
Oh, so yeah. They ain't tired yet.
They ain't tired yet. Man, I said, look at him, man. It was this lady. I know she was about six in her 60s. She had to be.
Is there an age, Angela, can you help us out? Is there an age limit on flight attendants?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, like, is that, like, do they have the, an age limit? What's up, Kofi Lee? The topic is right up at the top, man. Does your church expect guests or just accommodate visitors? That's the topic. We're going to hit it in a few minutes.
Uh-oh.
But, is there an age range on stewardesses? Or flight, what's the correct thing? Is it flight attendants or stewardesses? I guess it's flight attendants. I think it's flight attendants.
It used to be stewardesses.
Used to
right
be stewardess.
Yeah, so that, yeah.
Right.
Y'all upgrade.
Right.
Okay.
Angela says, no, there isn't.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Yeah, she I can tell she was in the 60s.
You can be 90.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Yeah. Man, she had, you know, it wasn't gray. It was white hair.
Okay. Okay.
And man, I said, look at her. I mean, she was smelling just as good as she wanted to. I said, look at her. Operator. I said, look at her. I mean, I was just so tired.
Paws up in the air, y'all, trying to become part of the Mile High Club.
No. Nothing, but
Mars up there trying to become a member of the Mile High Club and get that
it
Social Security check.
No, she just
sounds like it to me.
Now they don't make enough money, man. They don't make enough money.
It's not about when she about to be getting Social Security too.
Yeah, but they don't make enough money.
Hey.
That's per flight. She got a lot of miles on her, man. She tired. She got a lot of mileage on her. Oh my God.
I'm so done right now. I don't even know where to go.
That was a Trump move. It just
don't even know where to
just
go.
Just went out like
your mileage plan has been canceled.
It's been canceled.
Right, your last flight. They're gonna put you on.
Oh my God.
You're gonna get on the no fly list.
I know, right?
You're on the no fly list, and that's the list you don't want to be on.
No, that's too far.
Ariel practices. Watch yourself.
Who's that?
Ariel Pratcher. I know I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ariel.
Yeah.
Angela says, "Brother, flight attendants make big money."
What?
She said, "If you see them and up in their age, don't get it twisted."
Oh, okay.
They've been there for a long time. So
they she still got mileage.
You know what?
Just tell them about the mileage, though.
See,
she just said the money.
See,
she might be too tired to spend it.
See,
she been traveling so much.
See, you was doing good. You was doing.
I haven't gotten in trouble.
you was doing good. You just let.
I don't like the good part.
Just let it move on.
I don't like the good part.
Move on.
Man, so what's going on with you, bro?
Man, I'm good, man. Look, it's
how was it for you?
Went, man, so you know, I'm still teaching Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
We finished up the lesson on accountability.
Oh,
I taught on Christian. I did five stages of Christian accountability.
Oh,
I talked about how God holds you accountable first.
Yeah.
Then the Word holds you accountable.
Uh-huh.
Then you hold each other accountable.
Uh-huh.
You hold yourself accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot number five. Just a quick 1, 2, 3. I said the God, the Word, your brother, you, and the church.
The church.
The church holds you accountable.
Oh, that's good.
So those are the five stages we went through. And then this week, Wednesday, we close it out with making everybody's going to take a self-assessment accountability exam.
Oh, that's good.
Where you're going to write down. It's
that's
got
good.
A series of questions. You answer them for yourself. You don't have to share them with the room. Now, I'll ask people if they want to share because it asks real simple questions. You know, what do you think your your biggest weaknesses are? What do you your relationship can improve with God? You know, when was the last time you actually dug down and read the Bible? Because if you're going to be an accountable Christian, you have to do your part because you can't expect the church to do everything. So you can't expect the church to teach you the Word if you ain't making the effort. It's just like you go to class, the teacher teach,
mm-hmm.
but when you get home, you don't open up the book.
Wow.
That's the same thing we do in church.
Wow,
we go to Sunday school. We go to Bible study, but then we don't open up the Bible. We don't go to study. Do
good.
Nothing when we get home.
That's good.
So that's your level of accountability. So that
that's
was
good.
That. Yesterday, man, it was.
What you preach yesterday?
Yesterday was. Help me, Lord, my mind. Oh, there it is in my head. Yesterday was. What else? What more could God do?
Wow.
What more could Jesus do? I used Isaiah 5.
Wow.
Isaiah 5 when he talks about I planted my vine in the most fruitful area, and I gave it all the best resources, but yet I still got wild grapes.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I preached that before sour grapes.
Okay.
Preached that before sour grapes.
That's good. So it was just a simple question. I took it right up to the point where God asked the question of Israel, what more could I do? Email, I have one. Okay, thank you. but that's what it was, man. It was a good time yesterday, man. And I taught Sunday school yesterday morning.
I taught accidentally.
Yeah, well, it wasn't accidentally. It was my turn.
Okay,
and my turn just happened to coincide. Wednesday I taught Bible study. Sunday morning I was here at 9:30 to teach Sunday school, and then I had to preach.
God, you got a sense of humor, don't he?
Right. Right, man, and the Sunday school lesson.
It was deep.
Yeah.
David.
David and wanting to build a temple and all that stuff. Oh, my God. It was.
God's covenant to David.
Yeah, yeah.
I preached yesterday, be careful who you call friend.
Ooh.
And
ooh.
My 3 points were what Aristotle said. We got three type of friends in this world. You got friends of pleasure,
mm-hmm.
friends of virtue,
mm-hmm.
and friends of, Lord have mercy. Come on.
Not necessity. No. Okay.
No.
I don't know why that
popped. Pleasure, virtue.
So you about bad as me.
Lord have mercy. I got it in my notes. Hold on. Man, it's right. It's right here, like.
But it ended up being a good day, man. It was good. So you know, it's
friends are utility.
Okay.
So friends are utility are those who just. Trying to get something out of you.
Ooh.
The leeches in your life. We all got friends of utility. They only call us when they need something.
Ooh.
But when we don't have nothing, we don't ever hear from them.
Ooh, I know some churches like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Then friends of pleasure are those who only call us when it's time to go out, kick it, drink, smoke.
Woo. We got this email. I guess it's about our conversation about Trump. Sister McCurdy says, God doesn't like ugly. That fool Trump has family members and everything, and everyone is good with his family. She says, I hope that doesn't change. I'm not wishing anything bad on anyone. But as long as his family is good, then Trump is going to be good. And then she says to you, based on your last comment, she says, okay, don't knock 60. Keep living.
I wasn't knocking 60.
You talking about the miles?
Yeah, because she's a flight attendant.
Clean it
That's
up.
What I was talking about.
Now you cleaned it
I
up.
I said she's been around the world. I'm tired.
So you be doing real good, and then you just
she went overseas. She flew international, domestic. Yeah.
So you know, now you're over here trying.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh God, that was good. So anyway, yeah, man. So what happened?
Leslie, it was utility, not unity. But Angela said, Dana, you're going to make a powerful pastor.
Oh, thank you,
Glad we are one of your fellowship in church.
Somewhere, Angela, you're right. Somewhere. It's going to happen. Oh, God.
Oh,
so anyway, how are things that you – I know you said you're preaching and everything was good at first. Bethel,
you know, it is what it is, man.
Got to stop saying
No, it's good. It's church, man. It's good, man. You know, I'm not a good liar, man. And,
okay,
you know,
but you're allowed to be.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, first
– You rock.
Yeah, it's good. It's well, man. The enemy always try his best to disturb, but God always have the final – say so, and he's in control. So we said that. To God be the glory.
I'll be trying to get you not to thank you. Oh God. Hey, so real quick. I know you still ain't watching football because you're still doing the protest. Maybe you're still doing the protest. Oh, he is still doing the protest. Okay, all right. Thought he had fell off by now.
But the Bears did win.
Let me say something real quick. Y'all Bears is messing up my prophetical.
Man, that probably the first team in history that won a game and only had 5 first downs.
The quarterback only threw 3 passes. Three the whole game.
He had 5 the whole team, 4 quarters.
I'm like, what's wrong with Cam Newton?
That's like a quarter, a first down of a quarter.
What?
Man, listen here.
I was like, this is some. I say, wait a minute, what? I just knew that was an L.
I was watching the news this morning. One of the Bears players talking about, man, we told y'all we coming to bring the noise. Man, I almost peed on myself, man.
You ain't
bringing no noise, man. You had 2 luck plays and won a game, man. You can't win no game with offense only getting 5 first downs, man. I never seen that in my life, man. Like, man, you know, you go through social media, you see all these Bears fans and, boy, you can't tell them nothing now. We won 3 games.
Yeah. Yeah. They get over it.
How many lost?
If this is week 7.
Not, so
8.
This, yeah. So 3 and 4.
Or 3 and 5. 1 or 2.
3 and 4.
I don't know if they had a bye week yet, but yeah.
Okay.
But they still, yeah.
What's the Bears? You Bears fan, what's your record?
They're not going to.
Anybody Bears fans on here?
They're not going to claim that. They're not going to. Yeah, that was week 7. So, yeah, they're not going to.
So, they're 3-4.
They're 3-4.
I know the Packers lost.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is hurt.
Yeah, he's done.
They say he's going to start throwing in 6 weeks.
He's done.
Anyway, so watch this. So here's a question. So you see Rauner, our governor, announced that he's running.
You see how he did it, man?
Yeah.
Biker boy.
Yeah. Yeah, on the motorcycle.
On the motorcycle, man.
Riding down state.
Because
he ain't riding up here.
But man, no. Not at all.
He
probably
he
had to
down
all
state on the motorcycle, announcing his seeking the re-election to be governor. I'm going to say it like I told y'all on Friday. If he get back in there, I blame all minorities in this state.
Bottom line.
All of y'all who don't
bottom
go vote. Because that's the only reason he got in the first place.
That's it.
And I'm waiting because, let's see, the election is next year. So they start running this year. I'm waiting to see who the backers are going to be this election. I'm waiting to see if, you know.
Pritzker.
That's who everybody.
Oh, Pritzker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty much the top candidate.
Who
right
are
now.
The black
none
ministers?
Oh, that's important.
Getting behind this election season.
We starting something early, huh?
I just figured I'd ask today.
Well, whoever going to give me some money. Show me the money!
Hey, Parks, we can
man.
Build y'all a new sanctuary.
Man, for
if
real.
You get your people to come out and vote for
it. For real.
We can get y'all. Y'all got a parking lot over there?
Hey, no.
We can get you a parking lot.
No, they're going to have to. They're gonna have to give me some. My daddy just made me mad.
What do you say?
Son, you can tell true Bears fans.
What's that?
Son, defense give offense.
You know what? Adrian B.
Daddy,
King,
stop.
What's up, man? I just got through playing some of your music a few minutes ago.
Daddy, stop it.
What do you say, true Bear fans? What?
No, he a true Bear fan. Bears fans always make an excuse.
We gonna pray
for everything.
We gonna pray for Willie.
Yeah.
We gonna lay Willie on the altar.
Yeah, we gonna pray for you, for
real, being a Bears fan. We gonna, right.
And you
know
in Minnesota,
what?
Y'all doing good up there.
You know what? You know Willie Parks. You know,
y'all doing good.
We ain't all been saved that long, so I understand.
And you in first place, man. Minnesota's in first place, man.
Yeah, well, you know.
Man,
he might have a couple of miles on him too.
Yeah,
he do.
He had his new engine with the S. Plur. Yeah. And the apple didn't fall too far.
You know what?
I'm sorry. I know I'm acting goofy. I haven't been in trouble in so long. Oh. Hey. Here we go.
I ain't going to do it.
Boy, that stomach is start moving around.
Oh my God.
Oh God. I ain't gonna do it. But the beginning of that song is tight though, isn't it?
Oh,
that's tight right there.
Okay.
Man, I was gonna get it.
Hey, I heard a song yesterday. I can't even play it on the air though, because it ain't nothing gospel about it at all. You remember the song by what?
What's that group? They got a song with R&B singer or a rapper.
I don't know what's the
yeah.
What song is that?
Minister.
Now
is it Minister?
Oh, yeah, they singing with a I know Tasha Cobb got one with.
No, they got one too. I heard it yesterday too.
Oh, well, no, this wasn't that. I wasn't listening to the Christian radio station when this one came on. You remember the Yin Yang Twins?
Oh yeah.
Okay, you know they was when the whole crunk thing was out and shake it like a salt shaker.
Shake it like a salt shaker.
So
like a salt.
That's the song that came on. But then I started thinking about another song that they made just called Shake.
Shake.
And I found it on old Spotify yesterday, and I was in the car acting a stone fool on my way.
Wow.
I mean, I was getting it all the way.
You got 10 too much time, so nobody can see you, man.
Hey, I got low in the front seat.
That's your own.
So I couldn't wait to get home. I got home yesterday, and I said, well, let me put it on the surround. I said, you know what? I should go live right now.
The best dance in the world
uh-huh.
is when you at home
by yourself and you just can get
man. Getting it in.
You get it all the way in.
But butt naked.
See?
I'm for real. Everybody did a butt naked dance. I don't care, man. It might sound crazy. It's reality, man. We all did a dance in the mirror that you didn't have no business doing.
We're going to play this for Parks. I know Facebook probably going to kick me off today. But we're going to play this for pause right now. We just. This is dedicated to Pastor Paz. Y'all help me sing this. Got to clean up.
But you're going to the shower. You music playing.
Stop.
And you just bust out
yourself.
Of that dance
stop.
Going to the shower.
Just stop yourself.
But you by yourself.
No. Just. Trump. See, that's gonna be the new that's the new excuse now. It ain't
Trump.
Gonna be the devil made me do it.
Trump. Hey, I ain't said nothing but Trump.
Trump on your shoulder.
Go ahead and say it.
No. Trump on the move.
Trump on the move. Yeah, Trump on the move, baby.
Y'all pray for Pox, man. Y'all pray for him. Look, y'all, we got this article. We're going to get into it. I'm going to take a hot break for a second here and give us a chance to get this article pulled up because I don't even think I pulled it up nowhere. We're going to get the article pulled up. We'll be right back, y'all. Y'all stay blessed, man. TT.
But it is cool when I'm at home by myself and I can just chill. She really talking about TT.
She
didn't want to do that.
She is not agreeing with you.
Man.
She was not. Agreeing with you.
Man, we got LaShawn Ford on today.
LaShawn Ford, one more time. Trying to get your info. LaTanya, can you hit LaShawn Ford in his inbox from the TTLO page, please? Because, you know, I'm trying to get him in here before election season gets started because I got some questions. I got some questions, bro. I need to know what's going on with you, man. Say something to somebody. So, anyway, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back. We're going to jump right into today's conversation. Be right back, y'all. TTLO. Facebook be tripping. We already got it. We don't own the rights to this music.
Man.
They be tripping. End up
that's
in,
one of my favorite songs,
end,
too.
End up in, man, it's good. And then at the end, when we start talking about his son, it'll get you through now. It will get you through. It definitely will get you through. So we got this really good article. Let me make sure we ain't miss nothing on Facebook. And let me help y'all out. Don't y'all be at home dancing naked,
man,
in front of the mirror, listening to the telling them that Pastor Parks sent y'all off.
Get one in.
We call that the send off mission.
Get one in. That's all I'm asking.
Don't allow
one. Just get one in.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Don't let Parks see. Don't let Parks.
That
y'all out.
That generator music.
There you go.
Then you got to kick up the leg.
Don't kick it all the way up, but halfway. Let's not kick the leg, please.
Yeah.
Let's not kick the leg. Let's not do it. I'm done. We got this article, right? And it simply says, what I do with it? It simply says, does your church expect guests or just accommodate visitors? Is you dying over there, man?
No, it's long, man. We're going to get through it.
Is it long? How long is it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, it is a little long, but we'll work it out. We got 20 minutes. He says this. This is what the writer says. Does your church... what? I thought you was having some breathing issues over there.
No,
don't die. He's not up here. Wait till you get outside. Preferably off the church property. Look, that's my best Trump line.
Trump.
You knew what you was getting into. Look, he knew how long them stairs was climbing up here. He knew he had asthma.
Look, he
Trump.
Man.
I ain't gonna stop putting out there. He knew what was going on. Like
Trump.
He had to run up here.
Trump.
Here it goes. The artist says this. When it comes to churches, more often than not, we accommodate visitors rather than truly expect guests.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. The writer says this. It may be a little thing to you, seeming more like wordplay, but there's actually a powerful first impression that needs to change if your approach is to accommodate visitors on Sunday rather than to expect to have guests at your church. Mm. He says, do you have visitor parking, visitor packets, a visitor center? Do you welcome your visitors during the worship experience, and on and on? He says the first step in creating a memorable guest experience is to remove the word visitor from your vocabulary, never to be used again. He says, think about it. What kind of person is a visitor at your house as opposed to a guest? He says, it's a small thing to be sure, but often changing one small word in your church's vernacular can reflect a substantial mental shift, impacting the entire experience of someone new. One word change can draw someone back the next weekend, and one word change can begin to close the proverbial back door of your church. What would it look like to expect guests this Sunday? He says, guests come to your church looking for a warm greeting, a smiling face, and an experience carefully crafted to welcome them and point them to Christ. This type of expectation does not require anything phony, manipulative, or in your face. Just leaders who will welcome them as guests with the most sincere, energizing, and loving experience they can. When it comes to understanding the welcoming guests, the Disney organization has long been the gold standard, the best of the best. Instilled by Walt Disney in 1955 at the opening of Disneyland, expanded over the decades since at locations around the world, and refined today as both an art and a science. The Disney approach to guest experience provides a wealth of information that can help your church not just accommodate visitors, but to expect guests. I'm going to read this part, then we're going to jump on. He says, the quick summary, Be Our Guest by the Disney Institute. He says, exceeding expectations rather than simply satisfying them is the cornerstone of the Disney approach to customer service. Be Our Guest outlines proven Disney best practices and processes for generating customer loyalty. One visit to a Disney park revealed that their guest experience extends beyond the front gates and into the heart and mind of every employee at every level. Be Our Guest takes you behind the scenes to help you learn new and creative ways to create and deliver world-class guest experience. Now, you said this about your church, even being a small church, it's still a welcoming church.
It is.
Michael Henderson said that's his main focus for 2018 is his hospitality.
He said
that's one of his main missions.
Yeah,
is to improve his hospitality at his church.
One thing, I'm a guru with customer service.
Okay.
Period. I believe that every church that's progressive, that's looking to take their ministry to a level of excellence, need to go to like a hotel, five star restaurant. Amusement parks that has great customer service ratings.
Mm-hmm.
So your members can see what is good customer service. Because truth be told, that's all we're doing in the church is customer service. We just don't use the terms.
Right.
We use hospitality.
Right.
We use welcoming committee and all that stuff.
Right.
But truth be told, who wants to sit in an unwelcoming place for an hour and a half, 2 hours?
That's good. So let's jump right into this, y'all. We got 15 minutes. Simple solution. Go for it.
Yeah, I guess. Be Our Guest has been the invitation the Disney organization extends to people long before the song from Beauty and the Beast became a box office hit.
Mm-hmm.
It underscores an important element in the Disney vocabulary that customers are not referred to as customers or visitors, but rather as guests. In the Disney's nomenclature, the word guest is capitalized and treated as a formal noun.
Mm-hmm.
It takes little effort to extend this line of thinking to your church.
Mm. Go for it.
What's the difference between treating someone like a visitor and treating someone like a guest?
Yeah.
The obvious analogy is that we do things differently when we bring guests into our home. We clean up the house. We dress up. We prepare something special to eat.
Uh-huh.
We host them. We take care of their real needs. We even open the front door for them every time.
Mm.
Does your church expect guests or just accommodate visitors? How does guest expectation extend beyond the front door on a Sunday morning, but even into the office suite on a Thursday afternoon?
So let's pause right here for a second. I love the fact what you said about the hotel scenario. This is what came to my mind when I read bits and pieces of this morning. So you ever been to Caribbean?
Yeah.
Jamaica, Bahamas,
sure.
Any of those places?
Sure.
Okay. One of the things I love about it is when you get off the plane, I remember the very first time I went to Jamaica, got off the plane, and wherever you land, whether you land in Montego Bay or you land in Kingston, there is a bus ride or a car ride, however you're getting your whatever your transfer is, that you have to ride through this area, and it's not the best looking area. So you ride through all this stuff. But when you make it to the resort, once you get to the resort, they greet you with a cold towel, probably with some type of lemon-scented gold towel, and a glass of champagne or a mimosa, depending on what time you get
San
there.
San Jose, Montego Bay.
All the resorts, Mexico, okay, where you go. And they treat you that way because they want you to feel like this is your home. For however many days you're here, whether it's 3, 5, 7, or 10. However many days you're here, we want you to experience that this is your home. You are our guest. Not a visitor.
With one of our problems in the church is that we take the wrong ownership.
That's good.
I mean by the wrong ownership, we don't want no one else to feel like they're at home because we feel like this is only our home. And so we're not as welcoming because we're afraid that somebody's going to take our seat, take our place. And that's not the case. You need new blood, new meat, new faces, new bodies in the atmosphere to to be exactly where God is leading you to be. That's one of the things to insanity. We're doing the same stuff over and over with the same people, not getting anywhere. We need to bring fresh meat. I mean, everything changes in life. Even in Dusty Baker. This guy fired. As a manager, because they felt it needs change.
Even though they had a winning season. A couple of them. In a row.
But he, they felt he didn't take them over the hump.
They're saying it's his fault.
But he didn't make them play. You know what I'm saying? The pitcher, all them throwing errors. But here, a change of get people is always sufficient in every church.
Absolutely. Let's keep going. So the writer says, he says, realizing that God is bringing guests to your church has to be the starting point, the foundation on which all else is built. Exceeding great expectation is the standard call to duty for every leader at every level on every day. He says, at Disney, every leader at every level and on every day is part of the guest service team. Exceeding guest expectation is Disney's service strategy, and paying attention to every detail is a tactic by which it's accomplished. Disney's quality service compass encapsulates the organization-wide model that demonstrates quality service. It is the production process through which practical magic is created. In its essence, the compass can be used to create a shared vision of service that aligns the major elements that every organization shares: its people, infrastructure, processes, in a cohesive, comprehensive effort to deliver that vision. The quality service compass has four main points centered on our service objective to exceed guest expectations. So we're not going to go through all this. This is Disney stuff about what they have on here. We'll post it on the site, but I want to jump to the simple solution piece. So we're going to jump down to the simple solution. And again, we're talking about treating your people who come to your church like guests and not like visitors.
Can I say something before?
Go ahead.
In order for your members to be hospitable, your leader has to be it as well.
That's good.
And let me recommend this.
That's good.
If there's any pastors on board, don't take your members to these five-star places if you haven't been.
That's good.
Don't be in awe in front of your members.
That's good.
Let your awe moment comes before you get in the presence of your members.
Uh-huh.
Because in essence, they asking the question, how are you taking me somewhere you never been?
Yeah.
How you expect me to do something you don't do?
Yeah.
So if you're mean, but you want everybody else to be nice.
Right.
A readjustment of your attitude needs to be changed.
You tell us to greet the, but you don't greet the visitor.
You don't.
And the majority of your leadership team don't get up and greet the visitor.
And then you got 30 armor bearers in front of you. When a visitor comes, he can't shake your hand.
I'm impotent, man.
Man,
impotent.
For real.
Go for it, man. So let's go. We're going to get to the solution, a simple solution. Go for that.
At your next leadership team meeting, review the 4 points of Disney's quality service compass outlined above. Use the inductory questions suggested below. Ask why, what is working with within our welcoming team? What is the mission or confused? Here, guestology. Understand your guest profile.
It's good.
Do you know who your guests are? Did you collect basic demographic information from the guests?
What does a study of the last 12 months of this information reveal about your guests?
Mm,
that's good.
That's real good.
Do you collect additional information about your guests through a website, survey, etc.? Do you know about their attitudes, lifestyles, values, and opinions?
Mm-hmm.
What does a study of the last 12 months of this type of information reveal about your guests?
Wow. That's huge.
But we feel that's digging into their business. But we just getting to know them.
But why do you think restaurants do it all the time?
Exactly.
Why do you think they have that survey card on
the
table?
Exactly.
Why do you think they have it on their website? Please share your experience. Why do you think every time if you have Google on your phone, why do you think every time you go someplace, Google pop up, hey, we see you went here. Give us a quick review.
Let me say something. Prophet, you're different. You're a people's person. You're sociable. And I know you greet your guests. But there's many of us here. There's many of us out here don't greet our guests, only from the pulpit.
I greet you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I'm done. I had to mess with it.
Oh,
I had to mess with him. He ain't been here in a minute. I had to pick on him. He ain't been in the studio.
You are welcome.
I'm done. Hey, Prophet, you know you gotta get him now. You know you gotta get him. Like, oh my God. But you missed. You should have said like 10 big words in that.
Sorry.
Hey, that's Prophet all the way, man. That's his mannerism.
I preached yesterday. My brain tired.
Man, I love that guy, man.
Ask me Wednesday to do it.
I might come in Wednesday.
I'll be refreshed on Wednesday.
Man, I love that guy.
Oh God. Let's keep going, y'all. So. I completely agree with you about the collecting information. I just think that's something you should do.
We should.
And it's something that's easy to do, too. It's easy. Surveys are free. You can SurveyMonkey.
Yeah.
That's actually a website called SurveyMonkey, I believe.
Yeah.
And you can create free surveys for your church or for your website or your social media page. Let's keep going. Integration. He says, extend your mission to the guest service team. He says, how can you extend your church's mission so that your guest service team understands how their role is in alignment? How is your mission seen through your guest services team by the guests they serve?
That's good.
You got to make sure that all the way down to you need a guest service. Now, guest services team will be the same as your hospitality group.
Can I be honest?
Come on.
How can you serve someone you don't know?
Well, you were in the restaurant business,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Okay. Even at five-star restaurants.
Yes.
It ain't really important who the owner of the restaurant is.
Isn't
you know who? What's important? When that chef comes out the kitchen and he walks through the restaurant and he goes, hey, how y'all enjoying the meal?
Exactly.
And how y'all enjoying the meal?
I don't know if you noticed that. When I was at Chicken and Waffle, we started doing that too. But a lot of restaurants are doing that now.
Yes.
Chefs are getting personable.
Because here's the deal. You sit in the kitchen all day.
Yeah.
And you cook all this food and don't care what the results are.
Wow.
So, preacher.
So the chef.
Preacher. You preach all day. Don't care about how it's impacting everybody's life because guess what? I hooped.
Yeah.
I sweated out my shirt, so I must have preached.
That's good.
That's the same thing. If you cooking all this food, my mom, who I believe is the best cook in the world, that's just my personal opinion,
mm-hmm.
but my mom is her own worst critic
mm-hmm.
when it comes to cooking.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be like, did you like them greens? And I, you know, just happy to be eating.
Yeah.
She's like, they wasn't salty, you know, because she wants to know.
She want to know.
Now, people will say, now, because of the relationship me and my mom have, I'd be like, what you do with them greens? I'll ask.
Uh-huh.
You know, but the chef who comes out from behind the curtain wants to know, are you enjoying what you're getting? Just like the preacher ought to want to know. The church, your leadership team ought to want to know, did you enjoy the service?
Yeah.
Were you greeted properly?
Yeah.
Were you able to find the bathrooms?
Yeah.
Okay. Were they clean?
Yeah.
Those are simple questions.
Simple questions. And then also you want to make sure that the culture is soothing.
Yeah, it's welcoming. Absolutely.
It's welcoming.
Absolutely.
It has to be, man.
Absolutely. Let's get this one. Standards define the guest service. Go for it.
Do you have service quality standards that ensure the consistent delivery of guest services?
Mm.
Do your guest services standard reflects the value of your church? Do your guest services team use the standard as filters through which they prioritize the actions that contribute to a more memorable guest experience? That's good, man.
Yeah.
Because honestly, we think that this is too complex.
It's not.
And it's not.
You know what's the part that makes me somewhat angry and frustrated is when you read this and you see how simple it is.
It's simple.
It is. Because when you stand up and try to tell people it, they looking at you like you got stars coming out your eyes and laser beams and what are you talking about? And we don't have how much is gonna cost? Nothing. I ain't read nothing that costs nothing.
So that's the difference, and we said this all the time.
Yeah.
The difference between church and ministry.
Yes. Yes.
And this has some, you know, a lot of, and this is what disturbs me. We hear a lot of preachers say, "Oh, he can't preach. Oh, he can't do this. He can't pull it. He can't do that." But he's doing something right because he got a whole crew of individuals that's operating in excellence.
Yeah.
And so one of the downfalls of people coming to church, it might not be the preaching and teaching.
Yeah.
It's the other stuff
that
matters.
That's right. Everybody comes to church for something different. So that's why I like what the writer said about Disney. They make sure that every aspect of your visit. So even if – watch this. Even if somebody came by your church, watch this. What if somebody was driving by, walking by your church, and they came in the front door and said, "You know what? I just need to use the bathroom."
Exactly. Oh.
Should they not have the best bathroom experience?
Wow. That's good.
Think about when you're on the road. And I'm one who hates public bathrooms.
That's good.
But think about when you're on the road and you walk into a gas station bathroom and it's clean.
Yeah.
The first thing you go is, wow.
Man, if I have to do number two, I'm gonna do it anyway.
But you know what I'm saying? When you walk when you're doing road trips, and I'm a road trip dude.
Yeah.
When you're doing road trips and you walk into it, you go, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's impressive.
And then it make you even want to do a rating.
You would.
A compliment.
You'd be like, man, this is decent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but when you go in other places, and you go in places that you would think the bathroom ought to be clean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's keep going. Delivery. Establish systems that welcome guests. The writer says this. Your guest service team members are the first and most important part of your guest service delivery system. They are the heart and soul of your guest experience. How do you select, train, and evaluate your team members? What steps have you taken to create and maintain a culture of hospitality that nurtures your team members and encourages them to deliver a memorable guest experience? How does your environment, the physical and virtual resources of your organization, contribute to the delivery of a memorable guest experience? Do you regularly evaluate your setting? Do you have a process? The various series of operations used to deliver a memorable guest experience that your guest service team understand and follows. Is this process regularly evaluated and improved as needed? Finally, lead everyone in the meeting to identify one next step to take in their ministry area or leadership to welcome guests. That's good.
You know, I have a booklet, matter of fact, on customer service that I teach, and I taught it in several restaurants, and I converted it into the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a Bible study on it. But I would love to use this and really go into churches, because one thing that makes me mad is when I walk into a church, whether the service is going on or not, and an usher sit down and hand me an envelope.
Hey, man, find your seat up there in the front row.
Man, I'm not even trying to go up front.
Hey, Doc.
But greet me like I matter. This is my first time in here.
You do it like this here. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, man, here you go.
Yeah. And all right, just like this, too.
I'm checking the score of this Bass game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know what I love about a five-star restaurant?
Yeah.
They ask the question.
Yeah.
Is this your first time visit?
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Either
the hostess going to ask you or the waitress going to ask you. Somebody going to ask you.
And then they're going to give you the wow experience.
Yep. Yep. That's why it's so important, man, I remember here at one point, we made the attempt. We did it for 2 weeks, and it for some reason it fell off. We tried to start using the five-star church book. And I think had we finished it would have turned some stuff around immediately, and I think situations would be different. But for whatever reason, it got pushed to the side. I remember I bought the books.
Wow.
For the leadership team, wow. I bought seven books, and the digital version for myself.
Wow.
And I don't know what happened with that, but it's one of those things where it's definitely one of those things that if it were up to me, like you, that would definitely be that would be a leadership must,
because it
has to start there.
It has to start there. This is no shade toward pastors, but some of you guys need to get more friendly. you letting the position take full control over who you really are.
True. That's true.
You really became the monster you despise.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's true.
Because you got a position. Man, listen, be who you are. I remember some guys used to be sociable.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be funny,
mm-hmm.
outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they get around a crowd, they just turn upside down, man. I don't like that.
They call that the big head, don't they?
Yeah.
Come on, pray us out, Doc, so we can get out of here.
Father in heaven, we thank you, honor you, God. This has been a great day. We thank you, and we're privileged that we made it through a weekend to come on this very Monday to give insight and shed light on many things that has taken place in our community, even in the world, God. But, God, we thank you for the word, and we thank you for true instructions that lead us to be better Christians as what you instructed us. Now, God, as we leave this place, give us traveling grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Real quick, too, man, I just want to say thank you to everybody yesterday here at the church. Everything was awesome yesterday, and I say this now, and I give all glory to God for it. We 3 for 3, Doc. Every Sunday that I preached, somebody joined the church.
Oh,
we 3 for 3. God be the glory.
Wow.
I'm gonna get at to him on that.
I love that.
So look, y'all, we got to go, man. Y'all stay blessed, man. Look, we'll be back here on Wednesday. Hey, Williams.
Hallelujah.
I got to go. Y'all stay blessed. Hello, we got to keep your head on the swivel, man.
He gonna get you.
Oh my God.
Man, it's crazy.